Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Roundup today. Hank Bray is missing in action again. I think he ate some of his cooking, actually. But we have Brandon Ewing here filling in today.
Well, good morning, my friend.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Yourself?
Good. Yeah. Good. It's the reunion of old right fielders.
Well, yeah, were you a right fielder?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's where they hide us.
You know, really, though, the right fielder is supposed to have the strongest arm because it's all the way to third base.
That was not my strength. Actually, I like to really be the showboat about it. So I would, if I could catch the ball, if it was right to me, great. But if that ball was going to, hit maybe 10, 15 feet in front of me, I'd do, theatrics, right? I'd come up, I'd scoop it up, and I'd put everything behind it, and then I do a nice roll afterwards.
Oh, you would?
Oh, yeah. Showman.
Make it look good.
Yeah, a showman.
I always laid down on it because it wasn't going to get by me.
Like a grenade?
Yeah, exactly. It might take me, the guy might get two extra bases, but it ain't getting by me.
Oh, my gosh. It is baseball. I mean, right now, home talent.
Yes.
Who's the team to beat?
Well, Arena still looks pretty good.
Do they?
Yeah, from our local teams that we do. And Casanova is always a good time, right?
What about the Mudcats?
The Mudcats, they're coming along.
Coming along.
Yeah. Well, the big thing with every team is trying to get the young guys there every week. The same guys, and that's the battle. That's the battle you face.
We lived that for how many years?
Yeah, Richland Center lived it for a long time. It's this guy might be coming. This guy, okay, call up this guy. Can he come? You can't be successful doing that.
Philip, that's how I got my start.
That's how you got to be the all-star right fielder, because you showed up. Right?
I showed up. Half the battle is just showing up.
We need a body. Ewing, get out to right field.
But this actually does, this time of the year gets you thinking about baseball. And man, I do miss the home talent days. We had such good community support.
Oh, yes.
And there's games that whether we did the Fridays for the Thursday, the Saturday for the Sunday, and I know that the Sundays were kind of holy for you, but, it was awesome to see two, three, sometimes 400 people packing that, North Park to come celebrate the talent around the area. It was fun. That was fun.
It was, yeah. It'd be nice to get it back, but it takes a lot of work from, not only your manager, but you have to have a business person. Somebody's got to step up.
The thing I loved about our group is we had it, Sean Rulin did an excellent job managing, being the facilitator. You had Travis Morris and Mike Hemling doing the grounds. You had me as kind of
comic relief,
clubhouse guy, and a guy that was willing to pass the hat.
Right.
That is so important.
You always did that too. You'd go around collecting money.
And you always need a guy to come up in the third inning to help you out too.
Always came up and helped broadcast too. That was,
we were ahead of our time. You watch the broadcast nowadays.
They mic them up, don't
mic
they?
Mic all the time.
Yes.
And you were doing that before anybody.
I was.
Trendsetter.
I'm glad that somebody finally recognized that.
So, baseball movies.
Yes.
You love them?
I love baseball movies.
I don't want you to tell me what your favorite is,
ooh,
but something that's really in vogue right now is these blind rankings.
Oh.
Blind rankings.
Blind rankings.
Okay, so I'm going to give you five different movies, okay, and you have to rank, I'm going to give them each individually one at a time.
Okay.
Okay, and you've got to tell me where you're going to rank them, and at the end, that's how it falls out.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So the first baseball movie I'm going to give you, League of Their Own, where are you going to rank it? 1 through 5.
That's the women's baseball movie, right? Okay. I'll say 5.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I like it, but there's better ones coming up.
There might be. Sandlot.
Sandlot, okay.
Do you remember Sandlot?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That one is really, there are major leaguers now. You know, yeah. Like a few years ago, the Brewers recreated that.
I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, did a great job.
Takes me back. Okay.
Four.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Natural.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This one, actually, the next two, it's going to be tough. Bull Durham.
Okay.
Where are you going to rank that one?
Three.
Okay. And then the last, Major League.
Major League, yeah, two. That's a pretty good
one. Okay, so you have The Natural at one.
Yep.
Major League two.
Yep.
Bull Durham at three.
Mm-hmm.
Sandlot at four. League of Their Own five.
League of Their Own.
Are you happy with that?
I think so.
Actually, that's a pretty good rating.
I think I did a pretty good job there, you know. I do say so myself.
You
didn't have Field of Dreams on there.
I didn't, and, you know, we could go through some of the other ones. Bad News Bears, Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm. Here's one that nobody ever mentions. For the Love of the Game.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, his last game, possibly as a professional,
yeah.
And throws the perfect game.
It's amazing.
Oh, wait a minute. That was a spoiler alert there. I should have said.
Spoiler alert. Okay, here's another baseball movie that nobody thinks of. Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. O.J. Simpson's in that.
where he's behind home plate calling all of those strikes, and he starts dancing.
Oh, the umpire. Yeah, Leslie Nielsen's the umpire. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's one of my...
Yes.
I still think of that, and I start laughing.
Good call.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Not a true baseball movie, but in my eyes, it's a baseball movie. So
good stuff.
So I have a quick story for you.
Okay, go ahead.
So every Saturday night, we kind of have a routine. When we're home, okay, we eat dinner, we sit down, we have the radio on. Those were the days, staple in our household. So it's after we eat, I start to do the dishes. As soon as I do the dishes, it's like clockwork. Violet comes in and she's like, "Hey, Dad." "Yes, Violet." "Can we call and request a song with Uncle Phil?" And I'm like, "Let me finish the dishes, but yes, we can call." So, you know, it's... it's a lot of weekends, right? A lot of weekends we call in.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Yeah, you're loyal.
Yep, loyal listener. Okay, so it's started in the mornings now. Okay, so every morning when I'll, you know, tidying up and getting things ready, she'll come in and be like, "Hey, Dad." "Yeah, Violet." "Can we call Uncle Phil and request a song?" And I'm like, I don't think we can do that in the mornings. And then I was thinking about it the other day, and I have a secret. I've never told you this.
And you're telling me live on the air?
Live on the air.
Okay.
I used to be that kid.
Oh, really?
I used to call you in the mornings, whether it was before school, and I'd be like, "Hey, Phil, can you play a song for me?" And usually you'd be like, "Oh, yeah, buddy." And this was in the days of Shania Twain, Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, Garth Brooks.
Yeah. 90s country.
So... That's my secret. I was that
kid. You were the kid that did that.
I was that kid.
Sure. We didn't have caller ID then.
So you'd be like, "That Ewing boy.
Didn't know it was you." Oh, my goodness.
How's your jumper look? Have you been working on it?
My jump shot?
Yeah, your jumper.
You bet. So last Father's Day, the kids got me a new basketball hoop in my driveway. And I do shoot. So.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
So how, your pig game is strong?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when I'm playing against my imaginary friend.
Well, know? Okay. So against your imaginary friend, where's your go-to shot? Something that needs to get you back in the groove?
Go-to shot is a free throw.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, just automatic?
Automatic.
Okay.
Which I've never understood why that's such a tough shot at all levels.
Well, it's pressure.
It's pressure, yeah, exactly.
Pressure. Where's your kill shot?
My kill shot, if you stand behind, out of bounds, behind the backboard and throw it up over the top.
Really?
Yeah.
So actually, it's funny because mine is three-pointer, out of bounds, like right on the baseline, standing right in that corner where you kind of have to shoot it perfectly behind or next to the backboard.
So you're kind of behind, like an angle behind the back.
That's my kill shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That is a really tough one.
Yeah, I don't even think I can get it there.
Oh,
from
you
there.
Could. Yeah.
You think
but
so?
It's precision.
Overhand.
It's accuracy.
Yeah.
It's repetition.
Sure. Now that I got the hip fixed, I can, I can get around and shoot those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on one leg anymore.
Yeah.
So
it is Friday.
Yeah. Cooking with Hank. What he sent us along his recipe. Would you like to read the ingredients?
Guys, this is Friday's mess.
Okay.
Okay. The trailer Park Surprise.
Ooh.
Ingredients: 1 pound of bacon, 2 cups of frozen tater tots.
Oh, I love tater tots.
Yeah, does he just have like a bag just laying around?
I think he always has that in tortillas.
1 can of corn, drained. He specified, drained. Okay. 1 pound of mystery meat, hamburger, sausage, leftover chicken, venison, or whatever's hanging around the fridge. Oh, do you actually think he's got the majority of those hanging around
the
fridge?
Well, that's why he's sick today.
2 cups of shredded cheese, 2 tablespoons of ranch dressing, 1 tablespoon of hot sauce, or more if you're feeling brave.
Wow.
Optional hillbilly ingredients: diced onion, jalapenos, crushed barbecue chips. He is a big crushed chips guy.
Crushed chips, yeah. What? That must be a Southern thing.
Does that like appeal to you?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
No. No, maybe on some things, like tuna casserole, maybe.
Yeah, I get it. Leftover baked beans, fried egg, and extra bacon.
Boy, that is a mess.
That is a mess. I don't even know if I can read this. Welcome to the Hillbilly Kitchen, where the smoke alarm is considered a timer, and every recipe starts with, well, let's see what we've got left. Today's recipe is called the Trailer Park Surprise. The surprise is nobody knows what it is until it's done. Start with a cast iron skillet. And I'm trying to use my Hank voice here.
Yeah. Well, you got to have more of a draw.
I can't. That's older than your uncle's hunting stories. Throw in 1 pound of bacon and fry it until it's crispier than grandpa's onions. Opinions, not onions.
Well, that's good, because that's what Hank probably would have said.
Jeez Louise. Remove the bacon and set it aside unless somebody walks by and eats half of it, which happens in my family way too much.
I know it. Bacon's hard to keep around, isn't it?
Especially crispy bacon.
Oh, I like it where it's a little bit...
Do you?
Where you can bend it.
Oh, yeah. My family, it's got to be...
Really?
Oh, it's got to be flat and book-like. Now toss a handful of tater tots, a can of corn, and whatever mystery meat is in the back of the fridge. Oh. Stir it around with a spatula, a screwdriver, or whatever tool is clean.
Screwdriver wouldn't work that well. Maybe some sort of I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, I use the
pinch bar or something.
I use the old hand flip.
Oh, the hand flip. Okay. Of course you wear rubber glove, plastic gloves.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Next, crumble the bacon back in and cover everything with enough shredded cheese to make your doctor shake his head from 3 counties away. Once the cheese melts, add a squirt of ranch dressing and a dash of hot sauce. If your eyes start watering, you're doing it right. Oh. Well, that's where me and him are aligned. So, serve it on a paper plate while standing in the kitchen, staring at into the refrigerator, wondering what you came in there for. Pair it with a cold beverage. What would be his cold beverage, do you think?
His cold beverage is Diet Pepsi.
At night?
Well, I think so.
Wow. God bless him.
I think he has an intravenous tube that... So he can have it while he's sleeping, too. So.
Pair it with a cold beverage and discussion about whether the raccoon outside is getting a little too friendly. And there you have it.
There you have it.
Park Surprise.
You did really well with that.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Substitute teacher for Hank today. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I pray for Richland County.
And then on Friday, we have Grandpa Phil's Attic Logic, too.
Bring it on.
Which is sponsored by our good friend's Salt Weedle store in Cazenovia, Wisconsin.
Drove by yesterday.
Yeah, great place to stop. You'll have to stop sometime.
Absolutely will.
But anyway, it's old logic, you know, some things that my mama used to say. And one of hers was, he don't know sick'em. Have you ever heard that one before?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Really? He don't know sick'em, which I presume was a... maybe a cow dog or a cattle dog or something. Sick 'em, you know, go get the cows.
Oh, yeah.
And if I didn't know sick 'em, you know. And the other one she used to say is, he don't know twice around a rat hole.
I mean, that one speaks for itself.
It does. I don't know if she was referring to her son or not, but...
I mean, I've heard that in many different ways.
Twice around a rat hole.
Oh, this is wonderful.
I love those old sayings. Anyway, so good to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, any weekend plans?
Maybe mow the yard.
Good for you. Yeah.
Father's Day on Sunday. Yeah. I presume your kids will be lavishing you with praise and gifts. And
you know what? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, if I've earned it.
You deserve it, yeah. Absolutely.
Happy Father's Day, my
friend.
Happy
Father's Day, yeah. I'll be in Arena that day, too, unless it gets rained out. So my kids left to come see me in Arena, I guess.
Probably my favorite Bull Durham quote.
Yes.
Yeah, what does he say? The wins, the losses, and the rainouts.
And the rainouts. Yep. There you go. Could be. All right. Well, good to see you,
yeah,
Brandon.
Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Brandon Ewing joining us today on the Roundup. We'll be back with birthdays and anniversaries coming up.